I'd like to share with you this little humorous story. It was of a young pastor who was sent to an aging congregation. And upon arrival, he called for his head deaconess. And he told her, he said, "I want to serve prune juice for our next Holy Communion." And she replied, she says, "Why, Pastor, would you want to do such a thing?" And his response was, "If the Holy Spirit won't move them, maybe the prune juice will." In Matthew 16:15, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" We find this question all through the Bible. Not only did Jesus ask this question of his disciples, but through the Holy Spirit, through inspiration, he asked that question of us. Who do you say that I am? The question still confronts us today. Who is this man? By the lives we live, the words of our testimony, we answer that question. In our humanity, we can know about Jesus. We can know what his word teaches about his miracles. We can know what his word teaches about his compassion. And we can know what his words teach about his love. But only as we are born from above can we know him intimately. Jesus could have been one of four persons. He could have been a legend, a liar, or a lunatic, or who he said he was, Lord God Almighty. There is so much historical and archaeology evidence to support his existence that every reputable historian agrees that he is the most influential personality who ever lived. Without controversy, he is the greatest personality of all times and of all the kings who ever lived and of all the diplomats who ever served, all the armies that have ever waged war and put them together, and Jesus far exceeds their influence. Not only is he the greatest personality that ever lived, he is the greatest leader who ever led. He is the greatest teacher who ever taught. He is the greatest philanthropist who's ever given. Jesus is the greatest humanitarian who's ever brought social reform. Visit any part of the world today. Talk to people of any religion, no matter how committed they are to their religion. And if they know anything about history, they will admit that there's never been a man like Jesus. Even the dates on our morning newspaper testify to the fact that Jesus of Nazareth lived on earth 2,000 years ago. Time is measured by the fact that he lived. BC means before Christ. AD, the year of our Lord. The Christian faith centers her belief on Jesus Christ. Her hope, her faith is based on the fact that he lived, died, and rose again. The church believes the only way to live the abundant life he offers is through the person of Jesus Christ. The church believes that Jesus was truly human and truly divine all at the same time. The church believes that we have received the free gift of eternal life by experiencing the forgiveness of sins through his shed blood, and that we have been called into a personal relationship with Jesus. Now that I've told you what the world thinks of Jesus, I've told you what the church thinks of Jesus. Now the only question is, who is Jesus to you? Ask the architect. And he will tell you Jesus is the chief cornerstone, which means he is the purpose and the meaning of life. Ask the artist, and he will tell you he is the one altogether lovely. That is, he transcends all creative things in excellency and in beauty. Ask the astronomer, and he will tell you he is a bright and morning star, which means he is a light which shines more and more into the perfect day. And again, I say, who is Jesus to you? Think about that question. To the baker, he is the bread of life. That is to say, he is the nourishment for the hungry soul. To the banker, he is a redeemer, which means he has set us free from the bondage of sin. To the biologist, he is the life. That is to say, he in him is life, unborrowed and underived. And again, I say, who is Jesus to you? To the builder, he is the sure foundation, which means he is the way, the truth, and the life. To the carpenter, he is the door. That is to say, there is no other name under heaven where men might be saved. To the doctor, he is a great physician, which means in him there is healing for our sin-sick souls. And again, I pause and ask, who is Jesus to you? To the geologist, he is the rock of ages. That is to say, he is a shelter in the time of storm. To the lawyer, he is a lawgiver, which means he is the final authority on what is good, just, and true. To the preacher, he is the word of God. That is to say, he is the personification of God's revelation to men, God in the flesh. To the educator, he is the great teacher. That is to say, in him is an embodiment of all wisdom and knowledge and truth. And again, I say, who is Jesus to you? To the farmer, he is the Lord of the harvest, which means he is a planter of the seed that brings forth precious souls. To the florist, he is the lily of the valley. That is to say, he is the sum of all that is beautiful and excellence. To the newspaper man, he is the glad tiding of a great joy, which means victory is ours through him and the battle has been won. To the offering, he is the everlasting father. That is to say, we belong to the family of God. To the weary, he is the giver of rest, which means that we no longer have to struggle. And now we can sing that song, leaning on the everlasting arms with conviction. But again, I say, who is Jesus to you? Ask Adam, and he will tell you he is a seed of woman. Ask Job, and he will tell you he is a redeemer. Ask Abraham, and he will tell you he is the great I am. Ask Moses, and he will tell you he is the manna which comes down from heaven. Ask David, and he will tell you he is a great shepherd. Ask Isaiah, and he will tell you he is a mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Ask Matthew, and he will tell you he is God, Emmanuel, God with us. Ask Daniel, and he will tell you he is the deliverer from the lion's den. Ask Peter, and he will tell you he is the rock upon which the church is built. Ask blind Bartimaeus, and he will tell you he is an eye opener. Ask the woman with the issue of blood, and she will tell you there is power in the hem of his garment. Ask John, and he will tell you he is Alpha, Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Ask Paul, and he will tell you he is all-sufficient God.
Ask Edward Dixon, who is Jesus to him?
You know, I gotta say this, brother. When Brother Taylor asked me about who is Jesus to me, it would have took me an hour to do it, but it's only going to take me a minute. I don't get excited about a lot of things, but when I express who Jesus to me, I get excited. Amen. Jesus to me is Jehovah, the self-existing one. He is El Shaddai, one who nourishes me. He is all-seeing. He is the everlasting God. He is Adonai, Master and Lord. He is the Lord, my banner. He is the Lord, my peace. He is the Lord of hosts, the Lord, my sanctifier. He is the Lord, my shepherd, the Lord, my righteousness, the Lord, all present, the Lord, my healer. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is God, my salvation. He is Elohim, God, my mighty creator. He is God, my sanctifier. He is God, my sanctuary. He is God, my living truth. He is God, my most high visitor. He is El Elohim, the only true God. He is my God who works for me. He is God, my mighty helper. God, my righteous zeal. The God of Israel. He is Eli, my God. He is my all-seeing companion. He is my praise. He is my deliverer. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, my great provider.
Amen. Who else will express who Jesus is to them? Is there one who would give a testimony of who Jesus is to them? James Abram, what is Jesus to you?
Well, I'm kind of like my brother Edward back there. When Julius asked me to put together what Christ means to me, well, I started writing on a piece of paper. But, you know, you can't write down what God does for you. It's in your heart. You know, when you're down and we try to take on our burdens by ourselves, it's amazing how God always puts us in our place. When we try to sit on that throne and he puts us as his servant. You know, when I think what God has done for me and what Christ is to me, he is everything that my brother said. He is everything that Tom said. But most of all, I look forward for the day he comes back and we can all bask in his glory.
Bob West, what is Jesus to you?
I would just like to say that it would take unlimited time to express. But as a fourth-generation Adventist, my great-grandfather joined the church, and Ellen White was speaking, in the 1860s. He was a World War veteran, not of another veteran in the South, North, Yankee. But I appreciate him so much because there's just not words to tell that can explain the fact that he became a human, just like we are and will remain so throughout eternity, that he gave his life for the whole world so we could be saved. And I'm ever grateful for that as long as I live. I've asked him to heal me several times, my cancer, but he hasn't seen fit to do so. But I love him no less. Thank you.
You won't have that cancer in the earth made new. You will be healed. I'm going to ask us as we sing our closing song to come up. I don't want you to stand. I want you to sit and remain seated in your seats as we sing our closing song.